Today's business report focuses on a hot housing market. In some parts of the country, especially on the east and west coasts, buying a home has taken on elements of a lottery game. People who want to win may have to take risks that would have been unimaginable just a few years ago. Not only are houses more expensive, but buyers are giving up traditional safeguards as they try to outbid each other. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
It took first-time homebuyers Rob and Melissa Cole just a few hours of house hunting to realize their target price of $300,000 wasn't realistic. If they wanted to get a nice two- or three-bedroom, one-bath home in a close-in neighborhood, they would probably have to spend more, $50,000 or $100,000 more. And even at that price, much of what realtor Tara Cummins shows them on a recent afternoon isn't very appealing.
This is what they're saying is the second bedroom.
Yes.
Master bedroom.
The master bedroom.
You may be able to stand up, but the drywall on the seams is crooked. The closet nook is about 5 feet high, and the way you get up here is through a small door in the dining room. Another house is on a busy corner, with a view of a tiny shack next door and a nearby yard that looks like a used car lot. In the next house, which is on the market for $350,000, Agent Cummins walks into the kitchen and declares it the worst one she's seen all day.
It's really dismal. It is like an old cast iron sink. There's no dishwasher. They're really super old cabinets. And it's a very small C shape. Very ugly formica. Peeling formica.
But that hasn't deterred other would-be buyers. The selling broker announces that he's expecting three or four offers that very evening, just 48 hours after the house was put on the market. It's a situation that 30-year-old Rob Cole and his 28-year-old wife Melissa know firsthand.
We put offers on two houses in the last week, and we got outbidded on each of those houses, the first one by $50,000. So it's been a little frustrating. It's kind of uphill and downhill. Yeah, it's hard.
The super-hot market for low- to mid-range homes is being driven by strong demand without sufficient supply. The number of homes on the market is down about 15% from this time last year. Creative financing, including home loans with tiny or no down payments, and a fear that historically low interest rates will soon be creeping up, has prompted many prospective buyers to jump into the market. In such an environment, says Realtor Cummins, buyers have very little leverage.
You are going to have to make a quick decision. You're probably never going to get to look at the house twice. You're probably going to have to buy it and write an offer on it the first time you see it.
That's exactly what the Coles did.
It's kind of scary. You're paying so much money for something, and if you're only there half an hour to look inside the house and you're making an offer on it, you wish you could have spent a little more time being a little more thorough. But it's just not realistic in this competitive market.
It's kind of interesting because, like, when we're interested in buying a digital camera, we spend a lot of time and do a lot of research, and then we finally go ahead and purchase that. But with the biggest purchase of our life, it's just something that's a bit rushed. But we're slowly getting used to it.
Grace and Chris Allard, another young professional couple, are reveling in their new home. It certainly has lots of potential, but it needs a lot of work, everything from the kitchen floor to the electrical system. Still, as Grace tears out the carpet tacks that had held down the green shag, she's rewarded by the sight of original hardwood floors.
Just give it some leverage. See it. I still can't believe we got this house in this neighborhood with the old world charm.
After looking at more than 100 houses, the Allards knew they wanted this one, so they went all out, offering tens of thousands of dollars over the asking price to beat out nine other bidders. In the process, they gave up traditional safeguards designed to protect buyers like themselves. Offers to buy a home typically contain contingency clauses. For example, a buyer might have a few days to lock in a loan on that particular house. And there's often language that says if structural problems are discovered during a home inspection, the buyer can get out of the deal or at least demand that the seller pay for repairs. But the Allards, who had put down $10,000 in earnest money, were told that if they were serious about getting the house, they'd better not have those contingencies. Reluctantly, they agreed.
And then I had to sign the papers to waive inspection. I just started crying.
I was like, this is so intense. I mean, just to sign away, like, the risk of, you know, losing $10,000, I was so upset. Because I just think it's crazy. It's such a crazy idea.
Buyers are willing to go to such extremes because buying a home is often the best investment middle-class Americans will make. In the past decade, housing prices have roughly doubled here. And there's the extra benefit of deducting mortgage interest from your federal taxes. But Nick Ritsinas, director of the Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University, cautions we may well be at the top of the price cycle in some markets. He says individuals who are paying top dollar now better be prepared to stay in their houses for several years.
If you are sure, you are really, really sure that there are no foreseeable circumstances where you will have to move in the next 5 to 7 years, then I can pretty well assure you, you won't lose money. You might have been better off taking those savings and put it in the stock market, but the only way people generally lose money is if they're forced to sell.
There are, of course, many places in the country where housing is still affordable, but the disparity between average home prices and average income is growing nationwide. And in the hottest markets, it is no longer unusual for people to pay 5, 6, or even 7 times their annual income to buy a home. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.